Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 124. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. And today I want to talk about my YouTube content and why I do it. So, YouTube for me is a platform where I've been able to share a lot of, you know, what I've done. And while it's a process to grow it the way I want, I'm sure to be precise in what I post. And for me, it's, you know, sharing my writing journey along with, you know, the books and why I write the books that I do. And while consistency is important, that's the one thing that I have to do. And it's not easy with all that I'm doing currently, but, you know what they say, if you want to grow your brand, that's pretty much what you got to do. You got to be consistent. You got to be disciplined with it. And that's pretty much the best advice that I can give you guys. Now, for me, utilizing YouTube and growing it slowly, for me, I'm not that much in a rush to get noticed. And I kind of just want to let things flow and let the audience kind of come to me and find me and things of that nature. And, you know, YouTube, you know, it's changed a lot over the past few years. So it's a little more challenging to grow a channel and grow a brand. And, you know, with all the advertisements, the different channels, the guidelines, along with people's attention spans, you know, growing it to, you know, the way I want it, I know it's going to take time. And the one thing I kind of want to share with you guys is when I was in like my earlier 20s and I was into sports and I wanted to do the sports broadcasting thing, I actually had a YouTube channel where I did a sports report. It was called the Crothers Sports Report, and I focused on NBA and, you know, things of that nature, and I was talking basketball, and I would put on my suits and, you know, wear a different shirt, different tie, and things like that, and, you know, I was immersed in it, and I remember all of those videos. I can vividly remember all those videos. I was just doing so much, and I was recording stuff every day, and I did a whole NBA drafting and what teams needed and, you know, positions that they should go after. It was a whole big thing, and I was starting to grow it, and a lot of people were starting to watch my content, and I was getting a lot of comments and things like that, and it was really fun until my laptop crashed. See, back then, my mindset was not on having an external drive where you can save all your videos and all that stuff. But just to let you guys know, I do have an external drive now, and pretty much every single piece of content that I've created in the years that I've been writing my content, it's all on my backup drive. So all of my books are in doc, EPUB, Mobi, and PDF format, and it's on my external drive. So God forbid something ever is to happen to my Google Chromebook, which it actually did a few weeks ago, where pretty much everything got wiped out on an update. A lot of my stuff is still on my, you know, on my Google Drive, but the majority of my stuff is on my external drive, and I only lost about 2-3% of my stuff off my Google Chromebook, which wasn't the end of the world. I was able to recover that. But anyway, I remember candidly like YouTube when it was around that time, and there weren't the ads, and it wasn't all of these changed guidelines and all that stuff. And it was a journey for me, and I was consistent with it. It was every day I was doing it. But see, right now, that's one thing that I don't really have the opportunity, let's just say, to immerse myself in creating all of this YouTube content. I want to do it, but I'll get there. I do have a few videos up on some of the books I've written and a couple of little short YouTube shorts that I've done. So if you guys ever get a chance, you guys can look at it. You guys can pretty much type my name in, Jamel Crothers, and you guys will find me on YouTube. And I honestly enjoy the journey of sharing with the world, you know, being an author and pretty much what it takes to do it. You know, I've been writing books for over 6 years as we speak right now, as you guys know. And I have a few more years left. before I shift into, you know, other projects. So what I'm really trying to say is YouTube, it takes time to really grow it and to build that audience and to keep it consistent. And, you know, I have figured out the days that I want to post stuff, but I just need to, you know, carve out the time to immerse myself into doing all of that. And weekly, I pretty much plan what I want to discuss on my channel, and I switch it up between my books, my writing journey, what I'm working on. So it really doesn't become monotonous and boring. But I do have plans on sharing more in-depth things as I grow my channel more, and as, you know, more projects, you know, I, you know, start on, I, you know, want to share those things. And, you know, maybe I am creating YouTube videos where I'm in the middle of writing a book. you never know. I will say that I am keeping that door open to that. I'll probably blur out, you know, some of the things that I'm, you know, that I'm working on, so people don't get, you know, ideas of what I'm working on. But I will say the next realm of my journey on YouTube, it will be sharing things with my clothing line, talking about audiobooks, possibly doing day-to-day life and how I write, you know, the blogs and how I record my podcasts and things of that nature. So I'm going to get to that place, going to figure out the time for all of that. Hopefully I can, you know, get someone to, you know, record me instead of me recording myself so much. But we'll see, you know, as time goes on. But I am trying to utilize, you know, as many avenues as possible to give people an idea of like who I am, what I'm about. Twitter, I kind of share my random thoughts, you know, what I'm thinking about in the moment and things that I'm doing on my day to day and talking about, you know, workouts, things like that, that I'm doing. Projects that I may be working on, sharing stuff that authors can, you know, utilize. YouTube, like I said, that's something that I'm going to be working on. So what I will say is that in the next few months, you guys will definitely start to see more YouTube content. And I'm trying to work on being consistent with it. The one thing that I am consistent with is this podcast. And I think it's because I enjoy being behind the microphone and I can kind of ad lib. I can kind of go with the flow. When it's YouTube, it's like I'm recording something and there's a camera, like, you know, the camera's facing me. And if I mess up, it's like, I gotta start all over again. At least I can kind of make up a little bit if I kind of fumble a little bit behind a microphone and there isn't a camera in my face on my podcast. Podcasts to me feel a little bit more authentic. So that's why I'm able to do that. But YouTube, it's like, I fumbled. I got to start this over. So it's a subconscious thing with me with YouTube also. So with YouTube, I'm trying to, you know, find a common ground where I can have an outline of, you know, what I want to talk about and what I want to focus on. And I think once I kind of get a rhythm and a flow for that, then I'll be good with that. I was able to do that with my sports report. I was able to write outlines and know what I'm going to talk about and know where I'm heading and things of that nature. That was easy because it was sports. But when it comes to like being an author and, you know, talking about your writing journey and things like that, it feels weird. So just, you know, like I said, trying to find a common ground and all of that. But YouTube creation, it is fun. I will say that. And, I know that I'm going to get to where I want to be in regards to my YouTube channel and my content and things like that. So give it time for me, give me a moment, let me figure all this out. But in the meanwhile, you guys can enjoy whatever is on there for the time being, but, definitely will, start to immerse myself into that a little bit more. So stay tuned for that. With that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.